This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot here about how important it is to try to figure out what's really going on in the economy beyond just what you hear or read in the headlines. Mostly we do that with people, how they are getting by in their day-to-day. But there's a corporate corollary that's important, too, specifically now with all the tariff news. This coming Friday, there are new sets of mutually retaliatory tariffs set to kick in, us on Chinese goods and Chinese tariffs on our exports going there. As I said, big news in the headlines, bigger news if it's your stuff being tariffed. Our China correspondent Jennifer Peck has that story from Shanghai.
Right now, a ship from China is gliding across the Pacific Ocean towards the U.S. On board are things like circuit boards and LED lights, part of a consignment order of children's learning kits destined for a New Jersey warehouse for an American tech education startup called Chibitronics.
Hi, this is how you program the Chibi chip.
The firm makes videos and educational tools to help children learn about robotics. This latest shipment should arrive by mid-July. But by then, those goods, categorized as electronic parts, will be subject to tariffs, along with water pumps, nuclear reactors, and cars. Chibitronics co-founder Bunny Huang.
Those are now going to see a 25% cost increase.
Among his options are increasing the price of what he sells to schools or cut pay for his staff. At the same time, Huang says American tariffs on electronic parts make it harder for small tech manufacturers to produce in the U.S.
Every maker who wants to build anything with electronics is going to need a soldering iron. That just got 25% more expensive. Your typical battery that you would need to power your project, all of the little tiny piece parts on the circuit board, like the resistors and the capacitors, got more expensive.
The Trump administration is taking public comments on a second list of planned tariffs on $16 billion worth of imports from China that will be imposed at a later stage. Microchips and plastics for 3D printers could be among the affected items. What U.S. officials haven't put on either list so far are finished goods from China, like TVs and cell phones.
They've essentially saddled Made in America with 25% tariffs, whereas stuff made in China has no tariff. It's really ironic. It seems to be the opposite of what they're trying to achieve.
This second list of tariffs is meant to target China's push to gain dominance in high-tech manufacturing under a plan called Made in China 2025. Chinese economist Hu Xingdou in Beijing says the way the tariffs are applied won't achieve that.
Very few of the products that benefit from this policy will be exported to the U.S. China mainly sends low-end products to the U.S., or assembled products, such as Apple's iPhone.
The Trump administration says the tariffs are about protecting American innovation and jobs. But Bunny Huang, who also advises other startups, says the best way to protect American intellectual property, or IP, is to assemble the products that use that IP in the U.S.
The most critical IP is often added late in the stages of the firmware or the final assemblies, sort of like how all the bits and pieces come together to form, you know, the magic thing that they're doing. If they do that final assembly, the last screw operation in the United States, they actually get really, really strong intellectual property protection because it's all done in the United States, never leaves the shore.
But since the U.S. tariffs target electronic components, Huang says smaller tech firms who have been buying parts from China and producing in America will have to choose between increased costs or producing their goods in a cheaper country and risk losing their intellectual property. He bets that firms will choose to stay competitive and manufacture abroad, perhaps even in China. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.